From the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24. Here we see one of the most remarkable scriptures on prayer, an example for us to use as David prays to the Lord for the Lord to search him and reveal to him things that must be changed and to lead him down the path of righteousness. What a prayer this is. Verse 23 and 24 of Psalm 139 states, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Here in verse 23, we see David praying for the Lord to turn on the searchlights and dig deep and reveal to him things that are not pleasing to the Lord. We as believers should be open to God's conviction through the precious Holy Spirit. John chapter 16 verse 8 states that when the Holy Spirit is come, he will convince the world of sin. The Holy Spirit moves on the inside of us and pricks our conscience, tugs at our heart to let us know the way to go, to show us things that must be changed in the Lord. Everyone has a conscience, and the conscience is the moral barometer of our life. The Holy Spirit convicts our conscience to let us know right from wrong, to let us know when to go apologize, to let us know that we have not been in prayer like we should, to let us know that we should not hold grudges. The precious Holy Spirit working on the inside as the Lord reveals to us the things we must adjust, change, and take to the Lord in order to please him in our journey and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 states, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves." Self-examination as a believer should be on a daily basis. Verse 23 of Psalm 139 even asks for the Lord to dig deep in our thoughts, for we desire to please the Lord in our manner of speech, in our behavior, and in our thought life. Verse 24 of Psalm 139 states, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Here, David has a desire to please the Lord, and that should be our desire, for we should not want any wicked thing in us that displeases the Lord, whether it be speech or behavior or thoughts, whether it be a way of life or a habit, whether it be something selfish within ourselves that we know we should not be doing, or individuals that we know we should not be associating with that may not have the best of behavior. David here is asking the Lord to reveal those things to him and to lead him down the way everlasting, to lead him down the path of righteousness, and to lead him down a path that produces fruit that's pleasing in the Lord's sight. Here in Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24, a prayer of self-examination, David praying for the Lord to search him, David praying for the Lord to lead him down the path of righteousness, David praying that he pleases the Lord. And in this scripture, similar to the scripture in Psalm 19, verse 14, which states, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.